This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, we just had the amazing zechus to be at the kever of the Sacra Nana of Yitzchak HaKohen Huberman and at the kever of the Chida. Actually, we're basically still here. We're in traffic in Har Menuchos. You know, Har Menuchos is one of the most desirable destinations in the world, you know. I'll save the joke for a different time. But we were at the kever of the Tzadik Ranana and the kever of the Chida, and we're in their Dalet Amos. I'm going to tell you Dvar Torah from the Ben La'ashri on his yard side who quotes the Chida. Okay? We're on page Kuf Ayin Vav. Simna Yadcha Tachas Yirechi. Perish Rashi. Yaakovino tells Yosef, put your hand Tachas Yirechi under my thigh. Vihishava. And swear. Frek the Chida. What do you mean swear? Maybe he'll swear falsely. The Avos don't have to keep the Torah. They only have to keep the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Ramban. Hagoyin Rabbeinu Chida, Zuchusa Yogin Aleinu, B'midbar Kedemois, Kasav, B'shem, Rav Yitzchak Ze'evi, Shechakar, Alpi Divrei HaRamban, he has a question based on the Ramban. Da Avos Lekimu Dinei HaTorah, Ela Be'Eretz Yisrael, according to the Ramban, that the Avos only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. What's the proof? Yaakov married two sisters. Shari Yaakov nasa shtei achayus. Yaakov married two sisters. Imkein ma hoyel Yaakov b'shuasai. Of what benefit would it be for Yaakov to make Yosef swear? He's swearing in Mitzrayim. V'tirets, the Chida answered, meaning the Chida quotes the Reb Ze'evi that answers, she Yosef yada beruach hakodesh sheyamos. Yosef knew with the heavenly spirit he would ultimately die. V'yishar ben Mitzrayim, he would remain in Egypt. Ad seisa mea galus, until they get out of galus. Kibel al atzmai befratos shagam ben Mitzrayim yishmar Torah. Yosef was makabel upon himself, specifically, that he would keep the Torah even in Mitzrayim. Okay? So, the answer to this question is, how would it help to make Yosef swear this is Chutz La'aretz, and the Avos were not bound by the Torah in Chutz La'aretz? So the answer is, well, Yosef specifically accepted upon himself because he knew that he would be there for a long time and he would not get out before the Geula. Says the Tzak Ranana, the answer of the Chida is Mukhrach. Uv'emes dvarav mukhrachim al Yosef. You have to say this on Yosef. Because we know Yosef kept the Torah. How do we know? Shari Amar Rabbi Sinu, Sheshamar Shabbos Kodesh. We know that Yosef kept the Torah because in Bereshis Rabbah we say he kept Shabbos. B'mad Amar, when Yosef said, Tevayach Tevach V'hachin, prepare the knife and shecht, Ein hachana el Shabbos Kodesh. The preparation is only for Shabbos. V'chein nizar b'dikduke shchita. Yosef was also careful in the precisions of shchita. Harei d'shamra satayra. So in other words, what the Tzadik Ranana is saying is that you have to say like this answer because Yosef specifically kept the Torah. Yosef specifically kept the Torah. However, says the Tzadik Ranana that I myself would say it's not a question to begin with. Why? The Mevayr Rabbi Seinuzal Hatam Shabachar Yosef La'aviv Es Eretz Goyshen. That why did Yosef select for his father Goyshen? Lefisha Paroi Kishalakach Es Sarah. When Paroi abducted Sarah, Nasan Lamatanas Eretz Goyshen, gave her the gift of Goyshen. V'nechsheves kishalahem, and Goyshen was considered the land of the Jews. Uke Eretz Yisrael mamish, Goyshen was like living in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, Yosef is bound by the Torah. Imkein shuv yesh toikif lahashvua, then the shvua has force. Shenasas be'Eretz Goyshen, it was made in Goyshen. Kebe'Eretz Yisrael mamish. So in other words, what the Tzadik Ranana is answering is that since when Paroi abducted Sarah, he gave her Goyshen. Goyshen is like Eretz Yisrael, so there Klal Yisrael is bound by the Torah. If I could offer a humble answer to this question of the Chida brings down, that Yosef is not bound by the Torah, that may be true. However, if you look in the introduction to Shas, there's a mavoi from Rav Nissim Goyin. And Rav Nissim Goyin says that before the Torah was given, and even today, B'nei Noach are chayiv in mitzvah sichliyos, B'nei Noach are chayiv in logical mitzvahs. So l'chayra that would mean that before the Torah was given, Yosef was still mitzvah in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Included in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach are all mitzvahs that are governed by logic. So abiding by your shvuah is not a chayk. It's a logical mitzvah. You gave your word, you have to abide by it. So perhaps that's why the shvuah was binding, because even though it was in Chutz Aretz, and like the Ramban says, the Avos were not bound by the Torah, but to keep a shvuah, presumably they were bound by it, because as the Ran says, it's a mitzvah, it's one of the mitzvahs sichliyos. Okay, that's the Dvar Torah from the Tzak Ranana, quoting Maran Ga'ainu Zeinu Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.